Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Enemya of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, so very thankful to the Most High, yes indeed, and to the glory of His name for the opportunity. Yes, the opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes indeed. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he's told me that I have for him some very important things to do. Yes, and it is getting close to Passover time. Hey, I can only say that I thank the Most High for all the things that he grants that we might indeed have bring forth unto him. An acceptable offering, yes, even a holy feast with which he might be pleased. Yes, well, brothers and sisters, it's time to get out the leaven. Yes, indeed, it's time to give unto the Most High an offering. An offering, my brothers and sisters, pure unto his will, with which he can indeed be pleased. Let us bring forth, my brothers and sisters, what casts aside all the contention, that delivers all Israel from all the sins, all the dissuasions, all the mispersuasions, in fact, that has acted as an obstacle against the restoration of a pure and holy people. That all the tribes here, my brothers and sisters, that all the tribes heed, hear, obey, listen, understand, and let righteousness go forth, and let the tribes of light be one. My brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, the Most High told me that I have some important things for him to do. And he said to me, because of what I must do, he said, I accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he said to me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his. Yes, I would have his protection and his guidance, and for that I can only be utmost thankful. For he told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, he told me I must tell you things. Oh, Heavenly Father, let it be like it was when you spoke to your people from on top of Mount Sinai. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that people hear the thunders and the lightnings. Let them hear the voice of your authority, Father. But as it was before, so must it be again. That they might hear the voice of a messenger. He told me I must tell you things, yes, my brothers and sisters. He told me that I must tell you things, that men have done everything they could from the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, my brothers and sisters, to silence and to destroy. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I got a lot to talk about tonight, a lot I want to get into, a lot of perceptions that I want to relate, some things prayerfully that will begin to tie up a lot of perceptions we've been talking about for a very, very long time. Yes, indeed. A lot of perceptions that indeed are going to require that men think with a very much so a cumulative pattern of thought. Yes, for the truth of the matter is that there's a need to perceive the meaning of the scripture when it says we must perceive line upon line, precept upon precept, to the measuring line and to the plummet. So many truths, my brothers and sisters, only understood when we realized that what every prophet spoke was not necessarily contained in his own book. And Messiah surely comes to bring man to remembrance, to give consideration to all things the Most High spoke by the mouth of his servant prophets since the world began. And a lot of things I'm going to say tonight that prayerfully many will be able to grasp. But I'm going to say some things, and without question, many are going to have to go back and look through the Word. Hey, I'm talking about tracking through Genesis 1 and 1 to Revelation 22, 21, and still some more. Yes, indeed, in order to be able to see the veracity of all that I might say tonight. But, hey, sometimes it's need for a grown post show. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. Well, if you haven't strapped them on already, strap them on a little bit tighter, my brothers and sisters, because the winds are about to blow. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. Most High Father, I ask you that you would please, 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 Father, send forth your spirit. For you said to the 12 tribes through your apostle, Jacob, they wanted to call James. Lord have mercy, let's get this thing right. Namesake of one who would wrestle with an angel, that he might have a blessing and a blessing for his children. He said to the tribes scattered among the nations, if we be scattered among the Gentiles, even as we are today, Father, he said that we should ask of you. I said, ask of you beyond all misperception. Ask of you for wisdom. Ask of you for wisdom that we not be mockers, that we not be, heaven help us, students, nor the disseminators of misrepresentation, mockery. And indeed, you said that you would give liberally to such a soul who desires not to lie. But you said that a double-minded man, wicked soul, that is not concerned for wisdom, he said, let him not think he receive anything from the Most High. Well, my brothers and sisters, I pray the Most High will, yes, indeed, hear the word for the restoration and the perfecting of a covenant. We have said it before on this show, and I will say it again. To the ancient mind, since the first command of the Most High is, Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. It demands that every soul must seek wisdom, my brothers and sisters. I said demands that every soul must seek wisdom. It says, ask of Yah. That means pursue wisdom. I said pursue wisdom, my brothers and sisters. Pursue with everything that's in your heart. Loving the Most High, loving all that He is, loving all that is His will, with all the mind, heart, soul, and might. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? With everything that we have. That all my brothers and sisters might find fruition. Did you hear me? That all might find fruition unto all the Most High has decreed. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. That all might find fruition. And all things the Most High has declared. That the end result, my brothers and sisters, is what we love Him indeed as one. According to all that is wisdom, as one. This is what has always been the purpose in the Most High, that a people be redeemed as an inheritance unto Him who is true forevermore. Again, he said, if we are among the nations lacking wisdom, because certainly the nations do. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. If we are scattered, if we are scattered among a multitude of nations, all declaring their own way, their own zeal, their own ideas, and their own opinions, and I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, a multitude of controversial opinions, contentions, opinions, are a multitude of false gods that must be eradicated from the minds, that allegiance be true unto the one who is unchanging forevermore. And thankful it be to the Most High that He is the unchanging, forever stable and sure one, that there might be indeed the hope of peace. No, He does not change, my brothers and sisters, according to the various vanities of man. No, He does not change, my brothers and sisters. I said He does not change simply because men have fallen away from knowledge. But He does, my brothers and sisters, speak to His people by His Spirit for the remembrance of all things, for the consideration of all things. For so much that men have for a long time called wisdom, not giving all things consideration, has resulted, my brothers and sisters, in so much contentiousness that has not been wisdom, has not been discretion of all, at all. And if men were true to all the Most High declared, seeking wisdom, understanding what is necessary that we all call upon Him as one, requires that we must pursue wisdom, must have a love for the truth, seek wisdom, asking for wisdom, having nothing in our hearts contentions against what is wise, and humility before the one. If we all did this, my brothers and sisters, and understood this principle, there'll be nothing, I said nothing, my brothers and sisters, nothing of the illusions of this earth that have divided it into so much sinful contention, so much strife. Nothing, my brothers and sisters, will keep us from flowing together again after a true voice unto the will of one. So it was always promised, my brothers and sisters, so shall it be. have to ask a question. Yes, indeed, I have to ask a question. Dare men say that after what is highest moral divine code, giving consideration of what the Most High intended for man, dare any man say that man was created to be a habitation for deception? Dare men say, my brothers and sisters, that any human soul was ultimately created to absolutely forever. I mean, let's just say, was human soul created? I'm not talking about the replication of man. But was any physicality of man created from the beginning? When he first made man. Was that intent, my brothers and sisters, that anyone should be a habitation for deception or lies in the earth? No, my brothers and sisters, I would say to you, absolutely not. And we need to consider, my brothers and sisters, because man opened his heart to receive deception, to receive a lie, to think that it might be possible. Oh, heaven help us. Then they think that it might be possible that man might profit or be counted wise while opening his heart to infectious illusion. It is because of this, my brothers and sisters, that sin, separation from Yah. Oh, yes, my brothers and sisters, lies that separated man from discerning the truth entered into the world. And Most High warned people. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He warned us. He said the day that man sins, he would surely begin to die. He would begin to depart from the very forces of life itself. All my brothers and sisters, it's time to understand what Messiah must come to do in terms of reversing that fall. But Most High actually warned man that in turning away from faith, my brothers and sisters, turning away from the truth, he would turn toward damnation and lies, the damnation that comes as a result of lies. He told man in advance then that the only hope he has, if we really understand it, is repentance and returning to what is the true faith. For the Most High warned man that if he turned away from the truth and turned toward liars, he would fall to the deceptions of those institutions that would arise after the presumptuous wickedness of man. Perhaps I need again to explain that wickedness. That men would fall under the deceptions of those who never had an intention, my brothers and sisters, for any man ever again to be set free. What did I say then was the definition of wickedness? Ancient mind knew, as I said, that we all who call upon the holy name must call upon him as one. We must call upon him in truth, my brothers and sisters, unto an eternal and everlasting oath. To preserve in the minds of men the nature of what before Yah is kind of worthy unto existence, true to the holy name that very much so means life. Many, my brothers and sisters, that all must pursue knowledge. I said, all must pursue knowledge. What did I tell you before? If there was no devil, man left to the presumptuousness of his undisciplined, reprobate mind in his misimaginations, desires to call himself wise, would simply create one. My brothers and sisters, man was created to reflect the thoughts of the Most High. How else shall man give glory? Or how else shall man reflect the light of the Most High? But that he receives and seeks to walk and bask, if you will, in the radiance of a much more brilliant light. Oh, my brothers and sisters, this is what is humility before Yah. And he said, indeed, the Spirit of Yah is upon me, he said, to preach good tidings to the meek. That preach a much more fuller word, a whole word, unto those to what? Humble in heart. Will always be humble before the greater sovereignty of a greater teacher, knowing that there's always something more that the Most High, the infinite mind of the Most High, can constantly teach. I know one time he told me, I was asking him, because I can only tell you that in the very early beginnings of an awakening the Most High gave me, I knew that I had become privy. After very much so an intense curiosity, I'm thankful the Most High always gave me that. Yes, I am. That I've been made privy to a tremendous amount of information, even some of the deepest secrets of the book, long before I even began to read it. And when I started to read it, I was shocked to find so many things the Most High told me in it. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that, quite frankly, I remember asking the Most High, how much should we continue to grow? And I can only tell you again what I said before. He told me, until you can look up in the sky and say star B, and one star is glowing, he said, keep growing. He told me it's kind of like Hansel and Gretel, if you will. I know it's going to sound funny, but that's what he told me. He said, I know you like breadcrumbs. Hey, every time you think you know something out in the middle of the, wilderness, yes, indeed, trying to find your way home, every time you think you know a little something, or think you have a sense of direction, I'll throw out another breadcrumb to lead you until finally you make your way home. I can only count that a tremendous blessing. He told me, my brothers and sisters, that throughout everything that I see, until finally everything that I that is written in the scriptures is brought to pass, he told me to keep looking. Because he intends to make true on all his words. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High intends to do all he said. I trust that promise. Because he said, for sure, without question, he would bring us to a remembrance of all things he has spoken. And in all things he has spoken, my brothers and sisters, he will remind us, because guess what? He intends to keep it all, perfect it all, before the eyes of all. Therefore, we are to seek that word, even anticipate the manifestation of all that which he decreed, that we might truly be called his servants. Again, my brothers and sisters, I have to ask quickly, dare man any dare to say that divine moral code mandates that man was created to be a habitation for deceptions in the earth? Think about it. If there were no deception in the earth, all knowing truth be raised into opportunity. Or said, if there were no deceptions in the earth, no lies, no misdirection, no mispersuasion, no one to lead man astray, no one around to separate man from the knowledge of Yah. Because let me tell you, every lie a man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimension of truth. And yes, my brothers and sisters, every lie a man believes is an obstacle against discerning the words that are contained in the scripture rightly. If there were no deceptions in the earth, my brothers and sisters, man would be raised into opportunity for a complete freedom. I said a complete freedom and total rationality and cooperation unto what the Most High himself knows. It's the only true and living peace. No more contentions, my brothers and sisters, no more contentions due to men's, let's just say, deceived allegiances to so much false zeal among the nations. And my brothers and sisters, it is written indeed that the adversary will be locked up in prison during the millennial reign, during the coming millennial reign, that the Most High should be able to teach his people without obstruction. And my brothers and sisters, that would be the beginning of so much greater redemption. No more contention due to false zeal. Messiah comes forth saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. And you need to ask the question, why he shall say this. You ever stop to consider, because men have accommodated lies on earth, that all controversies exist? The resurgence of perfect knowledge, my brothers and sisters, is the beginning. I said, the resurgence of perfect knowledge in the earth, pure knowledge in the earth, is the beginning of what must become, and is always has been mandated to be, the global solution. And the answer, my brothers and sisters, to finally a world becoming that with which the Most High is pleased. Finally, my brothers and sisters, that beautiful glory that the Most High has imagined from the beginning, perceived from the beginning, mandated must be in all the beauty that in which he created this earth from the beginning, that beautiful paradise that this earth is intended to be, shall be as reward and inheritance, my brothers and sisters, of those who are true to that spirit. That very spirit which the Most High imbued upon creation from the beginning, that we should all not indeed be satisfied till all things are restored new. Here, my brothers and sisters, the resurgence of perfect knowledge is the beginning of a global solution. For it is because of deception that men have been snared after so much mass confusion. Because of deception, my brothers and sisters, because of false representation, Again, the scripture tells us that we must seek Yah, scattered among the nations, scattered among those who have not the foundation. Hey, the institutions were never established upon a pure foundation. Don't get a multitude of different nations saying something different upon the foundation that is one. There's a reason why the scriptures say that Messiah will have to declare to men across the nations that your first fathers have lied. What are you talking about? The patriarchs upon which the nations were established have compelled men to be unto deception. You ever stop to consider why the scripture says that if we belong to Messiah, we are the sons of Abraham according to the promise? There's a reason, my brothers and sisters. Didn't say the other nations were founded upon a love for truth to a dimension even that they even had faith in Yah unto one truth. You ever stop to consider why nations, my brothers and sisters, have chosen to accommodate a multitude of false gods? Pluralities? Hey, last evening we talked about the idea that Eliyahu, I'm going to call him Elijah, Elias, some people wanted to say, in the translation, went forth to Israel at a time when Israel was highly dissuaded. Every man walking according to what seemed wise in his own eyes. Eliyah, what's the name even mean? It means Yah is Yah. Let us understand, my brothers and sisters, what he meant when he said, to the people who did not know which way to go, didn't know how to declare an answer, a solution to their ills, to their disease, to their separations from Yah. He said, if Yah, or let's just put it this way, he said, if Yah be the Almighty, worship him. And if Baal be almighty, worship him. What did he mean? If Yah be one, if the Holy One that we should worship be one, worship him. How long will you hover? How long will you waver between two opinions? Baal, my brothers and sisters, many times scripture don't relate just simply Baal, per se, as much as it relates to Baalim, or the Baals, in terms of plurality, my brothers and sisters, many false gods. Well, we live in a society today that will compel people to believe that many diversely different ideologies, perceptions, persuasions, might still be a solution. Now, my brothers and sisters, the nations prove in so many ways that they were established upon a faulty foundation, because anytime you have two contentious ideals, one against another, preserving what they call debate, this is not wisdom, my brothers and sisters. It's not the work of the Holy Spirit. It's not the work, my brothers and sisters, of being led by Yah or founded by him. So Eliyahu came forth to let the people know that the only hope there is for peace, the only hope there is, my brothers and sisters, for wisdom, the only hope, my brothers and sisters, there is for common cooperation, as a man must come to the knowledge of the truth. I said even the one pure and perfect truth that offers only one choice. And it's time we understand that 30,000 opinions, all calling themselves denominations out here, saying something different, declaring various different ideologies among the peoples. I don't care how many people believe the lie. A lie is a lie, my brothers and sisters, and the wages of sin. And let me tell you something. One of the first, earliest words for sin is to relate a lie, to miss the point. Every lie a man believes, my brothers and sisters, separates him from the truth of the knowledge of Yah. And to sin, the very first sin, my brothers and sisters, man being coerced into believing, to trust in that which was not truth. Most High told him the day that he partook of that tree, the knowledge of, they said, good and evil. Man, you mix good and evil, what do you get? Do you still have the truth? So the day you partook of that tree, you shall surely die. Adversary came along and said, no, that's not the case. Well, man believing that he could profit or gain, turning away from the word of the One Most High, and still have success has been an illusion, my brothers and sisters, that people have been taught across nations for ages. And right now, even though the Bible, the scriptures have gone forth to even all the nations, guess what? Men looking around and seeing that the foundation of their beliefs are not true to the fullness of that word have still chosen to believe a pack of lies. My brothers and sisters, that is not faith in Yah. That's the same illusion. They got folks kicked out of paradise from the beginning, and it still works to keep people out from paradise. The blessedness of Yah, this very day, like I said, it's because of deception that humanity has been snared after so much mass confusion, contentions, warfare, debate, doubt, nothing that is faith. Because let me tell you something, faith in Yah would bring man to the knowledge of oneness, for Yah is one. It is not faith in Yah that we have 30,000 denominations out here. Daring to say they're all preaching the gospel. Let me tell you something. 30,000 denominations all preaching something different is not the gospel of peace. It's not the agreement from on high. It's not that pure, perfect word from on high that is the gospel. It's not, my brothers and sisters, the truth. It's not the faith. It's not the church. It's still darkness, my brothers and sisters, masquerading as light. Hey, the true light has no variableness in the shadow of changing, no shades of differences in it. The very ancient word for church, relating to the institution, my brothers and sisters, that brings people out from the darkness, brings folks out from the confusion, brings folks out from the contentions, brings folks out from the contradictions, that they only see the utmost brilliant light and have an opportunity to grow and bask, absorb and reflect that self-same light, my brothers and sisters, as glorious as it was when it was received. The ancient word for church, my brothers and sisters, relates to those brought out of the darkness into the light, brought out from a world of contentions onto the way of Yah. Shall we sit back and still say that all these institutions polluted? Like I said, 30,000 opinions, wavering between 30,000 opinions and daring to call it belief? Is the way of the Messiah? They call it Christianity. Well, like I say, Christianity is a Greek word, number one. And the Greeks never wanted to fully repent of their polytheism in the first place. So we've got to have to be real, real careful about how we perceive any word. After, let's just say, a persistently polytheist and therefore also deceived mind. Like I said, the early church didn't call themselves Christianity. We need to talk about the idea about that sometime again, about that word, Christiania. I've talked about that before, and perhaps there's a need to check out again. I'll go ahead and put it on the chat. But regarding to my website, its website can be reached a lot of different ways. www.israelight.com, spelled with a Y and L-I-G-H-T. You could find it also at hiddengospel.com. And the article I would have you read, my brothers and sisters, it's one called Early Church Origin. To seek to discern, my brothers and sisters, what was the expectation of the early church? What did they know, my brothers and sisters, that today's mentality has so drastically forgotten? Another way you can get to the website is also with this same, with another URL, Hidden Israel, spelled with a Y, .com. There's an article there, my brothers and sisters, that I can only tell you I'm desperately concerned, deeply concerned, in fact, for what's going to be necessary to bring Israel to the one-mindedness that from the beginning is intended. Israelite.com. Y-S-R-A-E-L-I-G-H-T. HiddenGospel.com, HiddenIsrael.com. Yes, indeed, you need that article called The Secret City Prophecies to understand what sign is written in the scriptures again and again that shall bring forth the people who are ready to receive, humbly receive the sign of the Most High, humbly receive the discipline of the Most High, that all Israel might be in fact redeemed from every lie. Because let me tell you something, one of the biggest problems that exists is that most have refused to see indeed, what is the solution? Because the solution, my brothers and sisters, and the answer to the world's problems will reprove all men. I said, did you hear me? I said again, all men. I remember a particular passage that was stated. Some of you might know the movie well, called Dune. And it said that if you look in that place, he was talking to the priests, if you dare to look in that place that you dared not look, oh, but they should have sought. So if you look in that place that you dared not look, there you will find me, if you will, the truth, the word of Yah standing back and staring back at you face to face. Well, my brothers and sisters, it's time to look in the face of that which men have chosen not to look. He told me, my brother, not to look at. Most I told me, I must tell you things that men have done everything they could to hide and not pervert, silence, and destroy. Most I said the day will come that all eyes must see the glory of the Most High. My brothers and sisters, before that truth, a whole world must be humbled, because there's still so much yet to be preached. Blessed are they who will understand that, because it should never should it be said, my brothers and sisters, never should it be said that anyone who would be called a king or ruler or priest, rabbi, elder, whatever they want to call themselves, never should it be said, my brothers and sisters, that the grace of the Most High gave anybody a license or a right to perpetuate mass dissuasion so to preserve national allegiances. When Messiah says, go forth and teach all nations, that did not say the nations, my brothers and sisters, already had a wisdom that exalted his authority. They had to learn what it is. He said, baptize, that means teach them. Baptize, purge them, discipline them beyond the misconceit that they may have a firm foundation upon which to grow. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. He said, listen to me, O isles. Hearken to me, O you nations. Wow. Why? What else did he tell them? Say, keep silence before me, O you out. How about telling all the nations, keep silence, all you liars? That my people might be renewed to the knowledge of the truth. Do you think a multitude of different nations, my brothers and sisters, all saying something different has been true to the will of one? Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, that rulers in the earth have ever, or pastors, anybody else has had a right or a license to lie by the grace or the gifts of the Most High? Who does not lie, does not change, that if the men have been given a license to lie to make it so difficult to convince men that what they have believed was an illusion. The book of Yaakov, my brothers and sisters, tells us that we scattered among the nations. Hey, we need to ask the Most High for wisdom and not that we misrepresent him in any way. And he said to such a soul that is not double-minded, that is desirous to preserve the holy name, to teach the holy name, to defend and publish the strength of the holy name, yes, indeed, might have revelation from the Most High. Same scripture, my brothers and sisters, in Yehuda, they call it Jude. Hey, Messiah gave his life, my brothers and sisters, not that men continue to lie, but that men might receive the Holy Spirit. A word of truth delivered from on high, my brothers and sisters, that a people who have not known what it is to speak the truth might finally speak it. Why else, my brothers and sisters, would man desire the truth? Man that has not known it, why else would he desire the truth? That he keep it to himself? No, my brothers and sisters. Those who have the truth, the Most High indeed is revealed, are compelled. Yes, I said compel, my brothers and sisters, to speak forth what is indeed a true witness. That many, my brothers and sisters, by the truth might be redeemed. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we understand that a word of truth is not the mesmerizing illusions of so many diverse leaders? In fact, my brothers and sisters, the beginning of wisdom is recognizing that the whole world has been lied to. A whole world has been a pack of liars, in fact. Across all the nations, and yes, even all the denominations. That's not what everybody wants to hear, but that's the fact. That we might begin to revere Yah as the one pure and holy one, allowing none of the misconceits of anyone to defile the nature and the knowledge of the knowledge of who Yah is. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah 52:15 says, kings should shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had not considered, that which they had not spoken. I hope you understand that. The people shall consider. They shall shut their mouths at who? One who speak to him, who shall speak and deliver to the people that they discern, my brothers and sisters, in fact, the hidden things. The one who calls himself the word from the beginning that men have obscured, and sought the secret. Yes, indeed, Isaiah 48 says Messiah will call himself the Word from the beginning. Yes, my brothers and sisters, if all men had that Word that is from the beginning, that pure, perfect truth, guess what? All men could speak and for the last cooperate together, and we'd have a renewal of a covenant, a true covenant with the Most High. It says kings should shut their mouths because of him. And in fact, their mouths silenced in shame for all the lies and the treachery. Because that which they had not considered, that which they had not told, not been told, and had not told, the people shall consider. So who, my brothers and sisters, will be ready to believe that exceeding report, especially after so much have been compelled to trust in a very much so diversely confused status quo? What did I say the scriptures talk before about who are the wicked? Like I said before, my brothers and sisters, we all must call upon the name of Yah as one. And this is all preliminary to the things I still want to speak. All who call upon the name of the Most High as one must seek wisdom. We have a responsibility to all seek wisdom, for reprobate and presumptuous, undisciplined mind will only speak illusion, has no power not to lie. Did you hear me? Has no power not to lie when the mind and the thoughts of man have nothing, I said nothing, to hold them in order. The wicked, my brothers and sisters, then are the Hebrew word for wicked also relates lawless, not having a law. Did you hear what I said? The discipline, the mind, the heart, the thoughts, and the actions. So my brothers and sisters, that we not lie against the holy name. That we not lie, my brothers and sisters, against the nature of who Yah is. We must all seek him with wisdom, for wisdom. We must all seek him with nothing in our hearts that is contention against the gaining of it. Because the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, it did not say that the double-minded man who despises the truth would be granted wisdom. Because let me tell you something, a double-minded man is not only unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man will take whatever truth he is given and pervert it according to his own selfish, self-righteous, selfishly ambitious, arrogant, in deceptions, pride. And my brothers and sisters, such a soul as this, the Most High said, everyone that is prideful, he counts an abomination. Something he does not count worthy to seek, to mold unto what is justice. He calls abominable everyone that is prideful, because a prideful heart, my brothers and sisters, does not allow itself to be shapen unto what the Most High intends. And it says, woe to the potsherds of the earth, contentious against the will of the Most High. Woe to him who strives with his maker. Potsherds, in other words, pieces of pots already ready to be broken, or broken already. They dare to contend one against another because they refuse the shaping and the molding of what needs be, my brothers and sisters. Earthen vessels that would not be shapen like clay unto that which the Most High intended. He said, all those who are have such a hard heart in Isaiah 45, and we need to talk about some scriptures very powerful there. He said, all who are contentious like this in Isaiah 41. He said, all such rulers seeking to preserve such arrogant obstacles against the truth should be broken like the breaking of a potter's vessel that is broken without pity. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, the potter has the right to make of his clay whatever he will. May the hearts of men be prepared to receive the truth. And I know there's a lot of folks who might turn around and say, oh, well, the scripture says the wages of sin is death. How about the wages of preaching lies? My brothers and sisters, such a reward of such as this, a reward of preaching lies that are to the demise of so many souls. We talked about some of this over in the book of Jacob, they call it James. And I know a lot of people might turn around and say, well, I didn't know that when I was lying, and I didn't know I was lying, some might say. I didn't know that my tongue had become a murderous device. I didn't know that I was lying. Well, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. If you didn't know you were lying, you got a chance to come to the truth. Show that you don't want to lie anymore. And prove it in repentance. Prove it, my brothers and sisters, in coming to the truth. when it is offered to you, and be prepared to speak it. How else shall you atone for the sins of so many ages, my brothers and sisters? I would speak to all humanity through ages. How else shall man atone? How else shall man atone? Make himself again pleasing to the Most High. Shall he make himself pleasing by hiding the truth? What is the first command? Hear, O Israel. And I told you before, the Shema says not only hear, heed, obey, O Israel, but to declare and publish, to cry aloud, O Israel, that Yah is one, and all that is necessary that all perceive him as one. This is the love of Yah, and this is the love of the brethren. Is it not time we understand? Here, my brothers and sisters, this crazy, insane system we live in, and all its infirmity has deceived the peoples. Yes, indeed. The Aramaic, it even says, even has deceived the peoples to the foundation of their families. Born from the womb, it says, men have been speaking lies. Wow. Shall men, my brothers and sisters, say that they have a right unto life, not seeking what is necessary to be set free from this deceitful matrix? What is this deceitful matrix I'm speaking of? What is it? Well, maybe we need to think about that for a moment. Maybe we need to think about that rather deeply. Heaven help us. Pray that we'll have time to go through all the things I want to talk about tonight. Okay? Think about this. The matrix, I've said this before on the show, is not only a filthy mother, and let's just say a system incapable. That's what a matrix is, a womb, if you will. Unworthy of the power to procreate. Because remember I told you before that in ancient societies and tribal systems, if a mother and father were not able to prove they were able to preserve the integrity of a tribal name and the title of a people, not able to preserve with integrity the right understanding of what is to be a familial ideal, they were not found worthy to have, say, a wife, a mother. Well, let's just say, a woman was not found worthy, to have a husband. And if such, my brothers and sisters, such a case also, a man was not found worthy to have a wife, not worthy to procreate. For a filthy matrix, my brothers and sisters, a filthy networking of lies, is a filthy mother, only capable of infections, never capable of bringing forth life, but only death. Isn't it time we understand? This matrix that we must overcome, my brothers and sisters, is a networking of deceits, is a web of lies to catch all my brothers and sisters who do not discern that tricky little web. All men, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, lying one to another, continue to do so until they discern and know what is required to disconnect from that deceitful matrix. Most High said, if you're his disciples, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. My brothers and sisters, think about it. Now, it's going to sound a hard word, but Psalm 116, 10, 11, 12 speaks of Messiah coming forth saying, he woke up suddenly. Did you hear me? And because he believed the Most High. Yes, he believed the Most High. He woke to discern that all men have been liars, deceiving one another. Did you hear me? And he spoke suddenly, without hesitation, this word, because he believed. Yes, indeed, he believed, because truly he is the servant of the Most High. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that wherever the gospel has gone, nations and rulers have sought to murder, kill, and destroy whoever have known the truth. In fact, they killed 60 million believers in the early years of the church. To silence the voices of those who know the truth. That men have been taught hereafter, by and large, if they trust in the system, by those who would only lie to them. Did you hear me? After the constraints of a multitude of lying leaders, rulers, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, whatever they want to call them, who in so many ways have only sought to keep people in allegiance to standards that have been tainted after the misconceits of man. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says Messiah in the last day is going to realize something is desperately wrong. There's a reason why the Scripture says he will come forth one day saying, I alone. Did you hear me? There's a reason why he says, one day he says, well, let me see if I can put it all together for you in Isaiah 45, and I'm going to come back to this. While you come forth saying, surely shall one say, and the Most High have our righteousness and strength, even unto him shall mighty men come, and all who are sensed against him shall be ashamed. There's a reason why he will say, draw near to me and be saved all the ends of the earth, for I alone am a just king and a savior. That's what it means. All right, my brothers and sisters, I want to go back through a little bit of that too. Because scripture says the one that will speak those words will bring back his people, not for a price nor for a bribe. He is the voice of the Most High that people might know from the rising sun to the west, across the entire earth, that there is only one standard that the Most High upholds as his own. He is the one, the scriptures say, that will prove the wisdom of all this world foolish. Did you hear me? That will prove all the many called wise to be foolish, that he might establish a firm foundation upon which a true church, a true temple to the Most High, might be built, that he might shepherd his people beyond everyone speaking in illusion. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that one who would do this to reveal the secret things that for so long have been hid by those among the rulers who would prefer men never to know the word that would set them free. How can you have such a one who would teach such things to such high dimension of veracity and conscience? How can that one, my brothers and sisters, that is promised to do this, that righteousness might endure henceforth forever? How can such a one who the scriptures also call an anointed one be anything else but savior and deliverer? We need to talk about that. Yes, indeed, we do, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, we do. Concerning this matrix thing, my brothers and sisters, like I said, the scripture says Messiah will come forth saying that, they say, he was broken free. Let's just say, my brothers and sisters, has overcome the world. One scripture says, morning by morning, he causes his ears to hear the teaching, that he should know how to declare a word to the weary. How about those, my brothers and sisters, beset with illusions, not yet brought to strength? Who is it then, my brothers and sisters, has called a Messiah that he might subdue the illusions of all the kings? Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, who is it? Who is it, my brothers and sisters, the scripture calls that righteous one from the rising sun, or righteous one like the rising sun that the world is sought to obscure until the sun arises, and none can hide from the brilliance of his light? Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that he called one like the rising sun, my brothers and sisters, that casts aside all the darkness? Why did Messiah call himself the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star, qualifying himself as Messiah and Savior by such a title? Who was it, my brothers and sisters, that already bore that title? It was prophesied to bear that title, my brothers and sisters. Who was it that the scripture says in the last days must overthrow this Babylonish confusion that is in the world? You need to talk about much, my brothers and sisters, to understand it. I'm telling you, there's a need to look at that article on my website, hiddengospel.com. Hey, you can get at it three ways: hiddengospel.com, hiddenisraelite.com, Israel spelled with a Y, L-I-G-H-T, not two, but one L, hiddenisrael.com, my brothers and sisters. You need it all. I promise you do. For many will seek to justify themselves in their ignorance. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, every man has a responsibility unto Yah. For the blessing of the holy name, for the blessing of his brother, to seek knowledge, for anyone who will not, my brothers and sisters, in seeking to be exalted in his ignorance, is classified in his transgression against divine law, to still be counted unstable, even an enemy. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, blessed are they who know what the scriptures mean, say they who wait for him, constantly seeking the greater knowledge of the truth, that they might be able to perceive and help others to perceive who it is that speaks the voice of truth. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who know what it is to do this. Because scripture says, they who wait for him shall be renewed to strength. How about, my brothers and sisters, shall be renewed unto the knowledge of the truth? Shall we renew, my brothers and sisters, that they transcend every lie, and that they, my brothers and sisters, be amongst those who could open the doors that men could see only the pure and perfect light? Is it time to understand that those who hear from the Most High know it? Hear me, brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. There's a need, my brothers and sisters, to discern the truth. Absolutely. There's a need to discern the truth. Israel is called to be a light to the world. How can men, my brothers and sisters, radiate that light? That's first, they perceive it. Scripture, my brothers and sisters, speaks of Messiah and his appearing in the latter days. I want to go through that too in a minute. Talk about what he must do. How he must be the power of Yah, the voice of Yah to bring Israel, all those who be true to the word of truth, back to him. Be salvation to the ends of the earth. It's time to discern the truth, because let me tell you something, polytheist culture, Gentile mind seeking to justify a multitude of differences, has never had any intent to reveal men's reprobate tongues as murderous. Polytheist culture is innately a compromise with a mass of contradictions. Innately, then, my brothers and sisters, a liar. Something that cannot declare the truth unless it's willing to repent. Or even, my brothers and sisters, seek the foundation of the truth that, guess what, the nations for a long time have not had. Let me tell you something. The matrix's purpose is to defy pure faith. I said, did you hear me? The matrix's purpose is to defy pure faith. That men remain disconnected from the way of Yah, under sin. The way of the matrix, my brothers and sisters, is to create a multitude of false religions. Did you hear me? A multitude of false religions to confuse the people that they don't know which way indeed to go. Matrix causes men to presuppose that something of this world's varied beliefs. Varied, differing beliefs somehow is pure enough to save, even though all might be pollutions. Did you hear what a true Jew must do? Concern, my brothers and sisters, that all the tribes be one. There might be a beacon of light to all the nations. True child of Yah, my brothers and sisters. True son of Judah, if you will, the true Jew, is one who knows that if a whole world be liar and speaking lies, every man deceiving his brother, like the scripture says, would come to pass according to Micah 7. Yeah, go read Micah 7, my brothers and sisters, real closely. He says, this is one who knows that Yah will yet be true even if all the world is deceived. Is it not time, my brothers and sisters, we realize that just seeking to be sedentary according to what is declared by status quo. Did you hear me? Seeking to be sedentary and satisfied by what is declared by status quo will be the deliverance of no one. How shall men believe the Savior, my brothers and sisters, if they trust in the rulers? Because let me tell you something. Did you hear what I said in Psalm 116, 10 through 12, per se? It says, Messiah will declare that all men and the doctrines among all men have been liars, deceiving one another, because he believed Yah. He believed the direct inspiration, that comes from the Most High. What is Messiah but an anointed man, my brothers and sisters? He said, behold, my servant, look up. You won't find it after the world is status quo. You won't find it after fallen standards of men. Look up and behold my servant, he says, raise your conscience. Ask the Most High to raise it up that you might see what is above rather than being blinded by all the misconceits below. Messiah said, I am from above, not from below. I am not of this world. He said, unless men believe that he is the one who delivers a word from above, untainted by this world, he said that men would perish in their sins. After confusion, my brothers and sisters, because only a habitation or a soul that has been purged of every lie, only the vessels that have been purged of every lie, confirmed true to the will of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, only they will receive the confirmation seal of life. As a work of the One Most High, and as a machination, if you will, a device made true after the perfecting power of the One Holy Spirit. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the scripture never said that a man speaking lies will find salvation. In fact, 2 Thessalonians says point blank, men believing lies shall be damned. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, if the gospel has been hid, if that pure, perfect word has been hid, my brothers and sisters, many have been lost. But my brothers and sisters, only the soul, utmost concern for the sanctity of the holy name, utmost, having a love for the purity and sanctity of the holy name and the purity of his kingdom, and the preservation was necessary to manifest that kingdom and maintain it, has any hope, I said, has any hope of covenant with the Most High. Yeah. I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters. But we live in this crazy matrix world. Filthy system that raises people unto deceit. Born from the womb, one scripture says, speaking lies. Causing the people to presuppose that something of this world's very, very beliefs has been worried. Buried beliefs. Hey, the scripture says that's carnal, not spiritual. Telling people that somehow that is still life. The very nature of life, my brothers and sisters, genuine life before Yah, is that has no contentions or contradictions in it. Shall we not understand, my brothers and sisters, what is the flow? What is the flow of truth? How should men believe the Savior, my brothers and sisters? How should men believe the Deliverer if they trust that a multitude of contradictions could still be discipleship? Most have told me straight out, if I could look at all the contradictions that exist in the world and believe that in their massive differences that this is somehow viable unto the Most High, he told me I could not be a disciple unto him. Why? Because men make people private in a mass of delusions, thinking themselves wise, unwilling to hear anything else. My brothers and sisters, men flattered by the mouth of those who use one of the most dangerous weapons of demons, which is flattery, have indeed stifled to destroy many souls. And wherever man can be enticed, my brothers and sisters, I said enticed to believe that in his lack of knowledge, I said in his lack of knowledge that he is wise enough to sit back and say that he could overrule the Most High. Daring to say, well, I don't know anything about that. Hey, it might be written in the Word, but I don't know anything about that. So, hey, they still feel that they are wise, still worthy of the Holy Name. Anybody, my brothers and sisters, who can be tricked into something like that, has proved himself an adversary. Shall we not understand? I said, has been proven an adversary. Shall we not understand? We have to realize, my brothers and sisters, that it is humility before the Most High. No usurper, no pretender, no one self-righteous in his own ambitions, my brothers and sisters, is found worthy to come partakers in a covenant who will seek to usurp the authority of the kingdom. Nobody who dares to believe that he is above the law of the Most High will find any place in his kingdom. When the scriptures talk about the idea Messiah gave his life for sin, to put away sin, it means, my brothers and sisters, let's see how I can explain this. Somebody I heard talking today, I need to explain this real quickly. I heard somebody earlier today say Messiah became sin for us. Let me tell you something. Messiah did not become a liar. He did not become a murderer. I hope you understand it. He did not become an adulterer. He did not become an idolater. He did not become a breaker of divine law for anyone. Okay? Scripture says, for their sakes, I am sanctifying myself. In other words, he sought to seek beyond all that is the corruption of this world. That the scriptures, and what the scriptures really mean there, is that he became a sin offering. A sin offering, my brothers and sisters, must be a perfect and pure lamb. In all things obedient before the Most High, to be found a worthy, atoning sacrifice. I pray that you understand, my brothers and sisters, Messiah did become one accused by the wicked. Did you hear me? One accused by the wicked. I told you before that the priests of Israel were at that time indeed appointees at the hand of Rome, where they even dared to say they had no king or no God but Caesar. Heaven help us. We ought to understand, my brothers and sisters, the hypocrisy in that. And the scripture says he died and rose to be Lord. Therefore, to prove foolish those who accused him. Because let me tell you something, the priests in Israel at that time were not true to the law of the Most High, even though they were called the lawful at the time authorities by those who were still yet blind. So when scripture's talking about not under the law, but under grace, it means not under those who pervert, twist, corrupt, misadminister divine law. Did you hear me? It means that you are not subject to those who pervert that law if truly you have received the greater gift of the Most High. Because let me tell you something. Discerning wisdom from the standpoint of the Most High reveal it proves the whole world foolish. I am so very thankful. Yes, I am. The Most High showed me something of himself before I listened to any pastor. Yes, indeed. And I told a whole lot of pastors, like I said, right off the top, after having been called by him and having heard the wisdom of his words, wisdom so often that many times he said things with three words that made more sense than anything I've heard from any man to this day. And I told him right off the top, there's no way that I could be contained by any of you. I've already seen something greater. Hey, all they could do is look at me strange. I told them that my purpose, whenever I walk into a church house, is to try to bring something the Most High has shown me, because he's shown me something that I must offer for the blessings of many. And at first, let me tell you, I took all kinds of documents to pastors for them to look upon. And they told me, oh, the scripture that says this. At the time, did you think I really knew the scriptures at the time? Because I didn't. I was just telling them what the Most High told me that the people needed to hear. Oh, they told me, you know, the scriptures actually say this. But I found out that they would not see or declare. Or let's just say, probably, a lot of times they saw, but would not declare all the points. And I knew there was more than just adding up A, B, and C. Hey, guess what? You need to add up A, B, and C and get D and tell it all. I could even tell you, my brother and sister, there was one time in particular that I saw after a couple of times the pastor wasn't going to tell folks the full dimensions of things, even though he agreed that it was true behind closed doors, that one day instead of bringing something to him, which a lot of times, like I said, before Shabbat I would, I decided to keep everything to myself. Write down in a tablet all the things the Most High told me should be said. After his sermon, I kept in a locked piece of luggage. Actually, it was like a bookcase. I kept in a locked bookcase a tablet that I did not open, but I had another tablet to write notes on. So I was going to listen to a sermon and, like I said, take notes on all the man said. At the end of the sermon, and he saw full well what I had, and he saw that I had one tablet on top. And I showed him at the end of his service, locked inside that bookcase that I had set down beside my chair. And I showed him everything that he preached and even everything that he should have preached that day that I had written before the time, and asked him, hey, Most High, using you, you know that you told them this, this, and this, you should also have told them that. I asked him, why didn't you do it? And all he could do was hang his head. Didn't say another word. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, the Most High told me to tell you things. The men have done everything they could to hide and not pervert, silence, and destroy. I know, my brothers and sisters, that he sends prophets to speak what others would not. But his people, my brothers and sisters, he will hold accountable unto every word. Here, my brothers and sisters, you need to ask yourself a question. Yes, indeed. I could talk about a lot of scripture in the Bible. Why haven't the pastors preached it? Why is it, my brothers and sisters, that there's so much conspiracy on the part of those who be called rulers against discerning what indeed is the purpose of Messiah? Why he said he's the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star? What that connoted to the early church? Why is there conspiracy against understanding this? Like I said, that one that they call Cyrus, the Curtee, the one whose kingdom is called Kurdistan for a reason. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. We've talked about this before. If you don't know what I'm talking about, check out early church origin. This is the one, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, would declare to all how they have been foolish in all their machinations and works across all the nations under all their rulers, proving foolish all the kings, my brothers and sisters, of the earth, that he might declare indeed what is salvation beyond the illusions and all the misallegiances of man. Look through Isaiah 44 through 45 close. Why is this one, like I said, who is the one that will declare to mankind that he alone is a just king and a savior? Need to read through this. The one who can establish again in earth a firm foundation that true worship be revived. That one, my brothers and sisters, that one who will not take any bribe from any man, that will bring the people back unto Yah, no matter how much those who would captivate the minds might seek to offer a bribe unto the destruction of souls. Who is that one, my brothers and sisters? Messiah was taken on the top of the mountain by the adversary himself. The adversary said he'd give him all the nations of the earth if he would drop down and worship him. Hey, by no means. For to do so, my brothers and sisters, would be the bondage of all his people. There's one who is the inheritor of the mountains and the kingdoms of the earth, my brothers and sisters. And no demon, my brothers and sisters, having taken possession of what belongs to Yah, could bribe him. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? To accept less than the authority that already promised unto him was to be given. Need to understand those words, my brothers and sisters. I need to take you maybe perhaps through a bit of those scriptures. I'm looking at my time. Whew, heaven help us. Looking at my time and looking at the how much still yet is to be related tonight. But I want to look at this real quickly. I want you to look at this, if you would, with me. Isaiah 44, 45. Because we talk about one of the most high sins, to cast aside every illusion and lie. I said to cast aside every illusion, every lie, spoke by all the nations. Like I said, he comes forth saying, listen to me, O owls, hearken to me, O you nations. Keep silent before me, O you owls. Let my people renew their strength. What is he calling all the nations, my brothers and sisters, but liars? That men might awaken to the truth, be renewed under strength. In other words, renewed under discretion. No lies anymore encapsulating and dissuading the minds. That indeed, my brothers and sisters, if you get my point, people might get the leaven out. And what is the leaven, my brothers and sisters, if it's not these present times, as the scriptures saw, the times of the Gentiles, the times of the nations. Or some people are sensitive to they hear that word, Gentiles. My brothers and sisters, it is these times of confusion whereby you have a multitude of political, social, national, pseudo-religious allegiances that men have called various peoples and ideals and standards and citizenships and governments. The multitude of them. You think the nation, when it says Gentile, the word also means nations, means necessarily what's within the various borders of each nation? Now, my brothers and sisters, it means casting aside every pretentious, short-sighted, polluted ideal that tainted after the misconceits of man, unwilling to see the greater truth, that has blinded the minds. Every lie a man believes is an obstacle against the greater dimension of truth, and it's time to understand it. Isaiah 44, I would just simply say, is a precursor to all these ideas. It talks about how men have trusted in the vanities of their own making. Isaiah 44:18 says, they have not known nor understood, nor have been, the people's eyes have been shut, that they cannot see, and their hearts that they cannot understand. I will read this to you. I need to read this also to you from the Aramaic in Isaiah 44:19. None considers in his heart. Isaiah 44:19, none considering in his heart, neither is there knowledge nor understanding that people have said that what a lot of what they have trusted has been something that they could completely control. And then they had to call it God. They took of the stocks of wood, ideas, words that they could take and contrive as they would, and sit back and say that they are godly according to how they have constrained them according to their own thinking. All my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 44:20 said the people have feeded on what can become ashes, if you will, that men could destroy. They relied upon it. And a deceived heart has turned men aside that he cannot deliver his soul or see beyond the machinations of his own mind and heart, nor say is there not a lie in my right hand. In the Aramaic, it says that men's imaginations have become dull, that they cannot discern that in their right hand they have wrought and trusted in falsehood. Man's dimensions of insight then have become dull, not to recognize their sins, what it is that has separated them from the knowledge of Yah. In fact, they have trusted in so many illusions, my brothers and sisters, that the people don't even know how to get beyond their contention so they might be one again. But what does it say, my brothers and sisters? That there must be a remembrance of what is wise. Isaiah 44:21, remember these things of Yaakov and Israel, for Most High will call his people to be his servant. That means he must call them to be truth. They must be formed according to his mandate, according to his expression, according to his conceits, imaginations, and the majesty of his thinking. But he said they are to be his servant, O Israel. He said you should not be forgotten of him. Not forsaken, my brothers and sisters, but remembered. He shall redeem his people. He shall bring them back to all they were intended to be. He said, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions. How shall he blot out their transgressions? Shall the sin of Israel be blotted out while yet they still remain? Shall Israel be called a pure people unto the Most High when people still yet believe a multitude of illusions? All my brothers and sisters, it means that the Most High must prove to man the falsehood of his many misimaginations. He must restore them to the knowledge of the truth. And he says, the cloud, he's removed their sins. Let me tell you something. When scripture says Yeshua, yes, the word Yasha, Hebrew wood word for Yeshua, he will deliver his people from their sins. It means he will redeem them from whatever misallegiances among the nations. Oh, I hope you hear me. Redeem them from whatever misallegiances among the nations that have caused them to be contentious after the constraints of men, after the misimaginings of men, after the faulty controlling bodies of knowledge granted to men. Let me tell you something. Different territories are by and large predisposed, oftentimes under the rulership of men, to so-called bodies of knowledge, really in so many ways they've just been man's misconceits. Predisposed the way men think, predisposed the way men, even what men perceive of the scripture, oftentimes having false expectations in their minds. So when they read the word, they see in it what is not there. They look for what is not there and try to make the word conform to the thoughts of their own mind. And my brothers and sisters, man shut up in such boxes after the limitations of his own thoughts, not asking the Most High for the greatest spirit that would open his mind to see things accurately, is still yet, my brothers and sisters, in bondage. When he says he's wiped out their sins, it means, think about it, Messiah gave his life to be, the scripture says, Lord, Master, that those who believe him might what? Transcend all those who accused him. Did you not hear what I said earlier? Messiah gave his life and rose, the scripture says, 10:12, up in there. Look at it closely. In Romans 14, relating the idea that Messiah came, and it also says in Romans 10 that men might discern that all have not preached the gospel, all have not preached that perfect word that would bring forth truth. I hope you understand me, my brothers and sisters. That men realize that the only hope that all the world has for peace is that whatever is written of old, all that the prophets have said, is worthy of reproof and doctrine. All that they have said, men must learn, my brothers and sisters, that we all have the same hope. But my brothers and sisters, we live in a world where kings and rulers have sought to obscure the proper envisioning of what is contained as a holy vision and kept the world divided, my brothers and sisters, under division, strife, contention, debates that the Most High could never be pleased with, that have blinded the eyes. When he says he removed their sins, how about, my brothers and sisters, he removed the deceits from before their eyes, removed the obstacles that men might see again the light of truth. And therefore, my brothers and sisters, and seeing beyond all the illusions that have been covers and veils over all the nations, that the people might have victory overcoming the deceits and lies of this world. Oh, you need to check out in Isaiah 25:1-3 and then through 12:10 exactly how he does it. He says he's going to overthrow a city of confusion. I said he's going to overthrow a city, my brothers and sisters, that's going to be psyched like all the illusions of the world in one, that he might rebuke a whole world of lies at once. Exposing the confusion, my brothers and sisters, that the people might at last see. Like, what did I tell you? When the illusions and the lies are no more, then you can erect and establish a city of peace. But in Isaiah 44, it says people should finally sing, all the heavens and all the nations should break forth into singing, for the Most High has redeemed his people from the lie by a word of truth. Hear, my brothers and sisters, what else is the word of Yah, my brothers and sisters, but a word that reproves all the nations? Hear, my brothers and sisters, says Isaiah 44:24, thus said the Most High, the Redeemer, he that formed thee from the womb, I, the Most High, that maketh all things, created all things, created how all things work together, that stretched forth the heavens by himself, that spreadeth forth the earth abroad by his own power, that proves foolish, if you will, frustrated the so-called omens, declarations, decrees of men who conceive lies. And make it, it says, divine as mad, those who imagine after their own hearts, prove them insane men, unstable men, that prove the so-called wisdom of the world to be backward. My grandfather had a word, I still think about it today. He called it bass aquas, and some of you, I think, will understand. And proves their knowledge, what they call knowledge, to be only foolishness. Who is it that does this, my brothers and sisters? He says he will confirm the word of his servant. He said his servant is one whom he puts his spirit upon, and all nations should look to him for the knowledge of his law. His servant is one he puts his spirit upon, who should be true to that spirit, my brothers and sisters. That all men might appease Yah, and all nations look beyond all the various kings who have kept their eyes blinded, that they might become true unto Yah himself. Performing the counsel, and since Most High will counsel, perform the counsel of those who hold true to his message, that will say to Jerusalem that she shall indeed become a city of peace, and shall indeed be inhabited with the blessed peacemakers who love only the truth. I hope you hear me. And says to the cities of Judah, you shall be built. Hey, I said built in truth, my brothers and sisters. A city, my brothers and sisters, built with the foundation of men who understand that if a whole world be a liar, Yah will yet be true. And know that only the truth, my brothers and sisters, shall prevail. And these are the people, my brothers and sisters, who shall raise up the decayed places and the precepts of a kingdom, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has promised in this world, and the truth must be. For the Most High is the one, my brothers and sisters, that will say to the deep, be dry, and dry up the rivers, and will show men what it is to transcend all the barriers of all the deceitful constraints of every nation, every false so-called constitutionality that is declared infirmity, that men might seek beyond the illusion to finally step forward free, my brothers and sisters, like Israel did coming out of Egypt, unto a place, my brothers and sisters, where they could be taught and restored completely unto the knowledge of the truth. Prepared, my brothers and sisters, for indeed for a holy land. He put down in Isaiah 20:44-28, the city of Cyrus. I told you before many times on the show that wasn't his name. Like I said, the title for the that is used oftentimes in the East for Messiah, or they want to say, some might want to say over here in the West, Christ. As a word, my brothers and sisters, they call him the Kurdi, the righteous one. The one, my brothers and sisters, who after the Spirit of the Most High seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, who will speak with others, would not, who will reveal the hidden things that the rulers have hid, that the people might at last be free. He said, if you're my disciples, you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So you're no longer participant with those who maintain that web of lies, infectious under the destruction of so many. They said, Cyrus, he is my shepherd. They put down Cyrus. He shall perform all I please, all my pleasure, even to say to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid. But there's so much more. Did you see the scripture says this is one who will discern a wisdom from the Most High that will prove a whole world foolish? He calls him his anointed. He calls him anointed, the Messiah, my brothers and sisters. Did you hear me? That's what that word anointed one means. He is one who the Most High, whose hand he has upheld in victory. Say, who is it? In Isaiah 41, it says, who is it? And I say, well, how is it, my brothers and sisters, that he subdued and overcame the kings of the earth? Is it not the Most High? Is it not the Most High who has done it? Is it not the Most High who has called him? Yes, he said, yes, he has called him. And the king should be driven, like scripture says, be dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow. And there shall be slain in their foolishness, my brothers and sisters, by a word of absolute truth. Did you hear me? And by the accuracy I said by the accuracy of the perceptions in his word. For the scripture just calls him in Revelation 19, the one that stands like the sun. Oh, I hope you understand. One scripture calls him like one rising in the sun. And finally, he stands in the sun for all to see. And the scripture keep on talking about again and again in Revelation 19 about how he smites all the nations with the sword of his mouth. And his word of discipline, my brothers and sisters, is like a rod of iron. Does not flinch, does not change. We're talking about absolution declared, my brothers and sisters. Destroy all the confusion. We're talking about a revelation revolution, my brothers and sisters, that will cause all the very conceits and misconceits of the nations after a word of firmity. That you say, all the misconceits that have held people bound, all their bondage, and that's, my brothers and sisters, to melt. He says, his right hand I have upheld under victory to subdue nations, or what has even formed false nations. Hey, to subdue this all, every illusion before him. And he will loose the Lord of the kingdom, open for him the two-leaved gates. Ah, that men might see the path of freedom. And the gates unto the kingdom of Yah shall not be shut. He said, I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. In other words, get the point. Wherever it is that men have laid crooked paths leading men astray, ah, he will set the path straight. Break in pieces the guard gates of brass, cut asunder the bars of iron. In other words, wherever it is men have hid the treasures, my brothers and sisters, of wisdom, have hid them in the dark, and hidden in secret places, the greater wisdom of Yah. It shall be free for all to see, my brothers and sisters, that all may know that the Most High himself, who called him by name, is the Holy One of Israel. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Look at this scripture closely. Isaiah 45:13. What does it say? I raise him up in righteousness. I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city. He will let go of my captives, not for price nor reward. Some texts say bribe, says the Most High. One who will not be persuaded against what is divine purpose. It talks about how Most High will even give whole nations for Israel, that Israel might be free. And finally, the people of the nations shall say, surely Yah is in thee, with thee, and that there is no other, how about no other king? They put down God. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, many times that word they translate as God means king. There were people all know that there's no other one supreme, and that there's no other king. And many will say that he is one who hideth himself. That's many who shall say that. Well, my brothers and sisters, Most High has not hidden the truth. I can only tell you what's later on in Isaiah 45. He's not hidden the truth, but men have sought to obscure it. In fact, all those who sought to hide the truth should be ashamed. All those who sought not to see it should be confounded. All of them should go to confusion. He said, together, what are obstacles against men discerning the truth? The idolatries of man. Every lie, every false pretense, every mockery, every misrepresentation created by men that men have called gods. Has only been a blinder. But he says, Israel shall be saved. How about delivered from every obstacle, every illusion? Shall be saved, delivered by the Most High unto what is an everlasting salvation, a word without contradiction, no variance, no shadow of change. The shadow of change shall not be ashamed, shall not fall short of what is the brilliance and expectation of the Holy Name, not be confounded, no longer a multitude of faulty foundations, without end. That is an eternality, my brothers and sisters. That is an eternity. That is an absolution, my brothers and sisters. It said, without end. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that shall destroy this Babylonish system once and for all? The scripture prophesied all in Isaiah 48. But Jeremiah, we need to read all of 48 to the 51st chapter. Scripture calls me. Who is it, my brothers and sisters? Who is it? Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that shall understand? Who is it that shall understand, my brothers and sisters, what it is to transcend all these illusions? It takes about 60 seconds left. Heaven help us. Shall we in time? I'm going to see it now. I've already set things up for an update. I'll pray. See if we can get this done. That before this time is up. Looks like Blog Talk's setup is a little bit slow tonight. Let's see if we can get this system to kick through like it should. hopefully it will, to give us enough. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, it says one shall come, saying the Most High have our righteousness and strength. Did you hear me? One shall come, saying have our righteousness and strength. To him all the nations shall come, my brothers and sisters. Draw near to him and be saved, all the ends of the earth. I'd help you hear me, my brothers and sisters. It says, draw near to him and say, draw near to me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I alone am a just one, a just king and a savior. Let me see if I can find that scripture for you as well. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Who is the one that would dare to say such a word and be speaking the truth? Did you hear me? Let me find the verses for you. Isaiah 45 and 21 says, tell ye and bring them near. Talking about one scripture says, draw near to me all the ends of the earth. Let all the nations of the earth take counsel together. Who has declared this word from the beginning, from ancient time? Well, one scripture says that the nations and rulers would not tell. Oh, yes. Read Isaiah 48. Who has told it from the time or before time? He says, was it not I, the Most High? Most High said it and declared it long ago. His word should not return to him void. There's no, well, no, He said down here, no God else besides me. No mighty one, no king. No one else is a just. How about, they put down God here. Remember I told you about oftentimes it relates king as well as the concept of deity. A just king, a righteous one, if you will. That's the word just mean, and a savior. There's none besides me. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? This is the declaration of a king, my brothers and sisters, that says that all the other kings of the earth have been unwise. If the kings of the earth were wise, my brothers and sisters, you would already have a savior. Therefore, he said, look to me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For this is, if you will, the revelation of the Most High Yah, even the revelation of his king, and there is none else. For the Most High said, I've sworn by myself, by my own name, the word has gone forth out of my mouth in righteousness, unto righteousness, unto the revelation of righteousness, if you will, and shall not return, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Where else have we seen that scripture but in Philippians 2? It says, surely shall one say, did not say that a multitude of kings should be able to say this. Surely shall one say, in the Most High have our righteousness and strength. Even unto him shall men come. And all that are incensed against him, or against the word of his truth, shall be ashamed. And in the Most High shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. My brothers and sisters, look at the combination of all these things and understand why Messiah said he's the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. For that word that they chose to contrive in English as Cyrus is a word that relates from the ancient Hebrew and Aramaic word regarding the one that is called the Kirti, the light. The morning star, the rising sun, the Danka. Hey, some say Anatolia, some say east. That which rises up out of the east, the light that rises up out of the east, my brothers and sisters, that puts an end to the darkness. That puts an end to, my brothers and sisters, to all the world's capacity in its desire to obscure the greater light. That in its rising, my brothers and sisters, all shall see the brilliance. I pray you will understand, my brothers and sisters. I do pray you will understand that they have hidden from the world, from the oftentimes rulers since the beginning, pretending that they are wise, establishing pretenses, have established so many illusions. I said so many illusions, so many pluralities and compromising, proving that they are unwise, but compelling people to believe that they have freedom of speech, that in their hey, everybody having freedom to lie, that they set men free. Isn't it time we understand far better? I said far better than this. Dare men say, I repeat, that every man having what he believes is freedom to lie is a liberation? Shall men believe that is the liberation of mankind? My brothers and sisters, the scripture says the remnant of Israel will speak no lies, do no iniquity. And therefore there will be none to dissuade, none to harm, none to disrupt the peace. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, is not a word filled with the illusions and contraptions and machinations of man. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, is that pure, sure word from the Most High, purity and completion, offering one choice, all being led along the same path. That Alone, my brothers and sisters, is the freedom of mankind. Most High said the Spirit of Yah is upon him to preach good tidings to the meek. That whole word that is the gospel to those who are humble enough to know there's so much more still yet to be preached. And this will be the liberation of the minds. Did you hear me? This will be the liberation of the captives, those who are humble enough to see that, guess what? Beyond all that they thought they knew, there's still yet more to know. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, like I said, the Most High told me, until I see everything that he has declared brought to bear, keep looking. Scripture says Messiah will come saying, hey, have you not heard, have you not understood that there's no calculation, no reckoning of all that is divine understanding, which means you should have kept looking. Understand, as soon as men begin to believe that certain systems of this world have all they need to understand, and Messiah didn't even say that. Listen to me when I say what I mean. And help happen to me closing. When men believe institutions of this world are just hearing with their ears and seeing with their eyes is sufficient, my brothers and sisters, they snare themselves. Messiah said there's many things I long to tell you. Oh, yes. But he said you wouldn't comprehend or receive or grasp them yet till the Holy Spirit has come. What, for what, my brothers and sisters? Do you think the words written on a printed page are sufficient for man to be liberated beyond the carnality of his own blinded devices, the misorientations of man? Remember I told you, I can tell you a lot of times that I've seen that I've asked people to read certain passages out of the scripture after they watch one of these so-called movies, propaganda on TV, and point to a scripture that relates to, gets people, best people, most people understand to a particular scenario, a scene of a movie. And they will turn around and tell you what the movie said, even though they just got through reading. The word says something entirely different. Our brothers and sisters, so oftentimes the predispositions in the mind, preconceived notions in the mind cause men to read the book as if it was still yet closed, because they look to find in it what conforms to already preconceived notion. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will understand like the Most High told me? He told me, everything I see from men, everything I hear, better check it out with him first or somebody make a fool out of me. I would even tell you even more than that, my brothers and sisters. One time I was reading the scriptures very closely. And yes, I was receiving great revelations. Yes, I was. But he told me, until I look to see everything that he declares, and until it's in my heart to seek everything that he declares, everything that he knows is there. I didn't say what just seems wise to me. He said, unless I'm willing to do that, he told me I could stop right now. He wasn't accepting anything less. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters, that we all become one in him. Messiah, did you hear what I said? And according to Acts 3:18 through 23, will remind man of all things that have been said by the Most High through the mouth of all his prophets, to see who is ready and willing to see how all these things integrated together relate one absolute vision that has no room for shake or shimmy. Did you hear me? We aren't going to be talking anymore of this Easter, Christmas, Sunday, Mardi Gras. Hey, we're not going to be talking anymore of this rapture doctrine. We're not going to be talking about any of these daggum things to sit back and tell people that somehow in that indiscriminate nature they're ready to wear the name of the Most High. We're not going to be talking about any of that anymore. Hey, we're not going to be talking about this Christ from the sky stuff. We're going to be looking at Isaiah 49 where Messiah comes forth saying, listen to me, O Isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from afar, or have called me to reprove all nations afar off, that to him every knee should bow. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, and every tongue confess. In fact, to bring Israel back to him. Did you hear me? I said to bring Israel back to him. To be a light, my brothers and sisters. I said to be a light to all the nations. Who's ready to understand, my brothers and sisters, what it really says in the book? What it really says, my brothers and sisters, the whole world so many times has sought to hide it. What scripture says, my brothers and sisters, this is the one. Did you hear me? I said this is the one. Scripture says the Most High is called from the womb, from the body of his mother. That is from the womb. From the body of his mother, my brothers and sisters. Make his mouth like a sharp sword of strong discretion. to bring Israel back to him, to declare what is glorious, the glorious truth of the Most High, says in Isaiah 49. Yes, indeed. My brothers and sisters, this is not one who says that he sought for Yah in the infirmity of this world and the darkness and the vanities of this world, but he sought Yah himself, and the Most High has become his strength. He says, listen to me, O house, be silent for me, O you nations. And yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, in that statement, he's calling the people beyond all those who have lied to them, all the kings and rulers, pastors, priests, and rabbis who have not spoken this greater truth, that they might exalt themselves, prostituting the holy name. He says, Yah is calling from the womb, from the body of his mother, to reveal the glory of Yah, call them unto the glory of his name, made his mouth like a sharp sword. To bring Israel back to, how about this, my brothers and sisters, the truth of him. See, I did not seek the Most High after the darkness and the vanities of the earth. And now my Yah, the revelation from Yah himself has become his strength. You have to stop and consider, my brothers and sisters, how much this world has created false institutions to disconnect men from the oneness of Yah. All nations have defied faith. In fact, listen to me, my brothers and sisters. Whenever men turn away from faith in Yah, believing that the institutions of man are wise, men turn toward pollutions. And those who believe those illusions, my brothers and sisters, have trusted in false gods. In fact, every one of these various nations and institutions in their contentiousness that won't tell you these greater truths have, in fact, been false gods to you. Why did they not tell you about the secret prophecies concerning the city? Why did they not tell you Messiah said that he was in Revelation 22:16? Why did they not tell you, my brothers and sisters, how Messiah shall appear to this earth, what he comes to do, why he must destroy confusion that men might finally at last see absolution? He didn't say, my brothers and sisters, that at any time the Most High would be pleased with the people contentious after a multitude of misallegiances and lies that they did not know what's necessary that they might become again one. Because I got news for you, my brothers and sisters. True Israel, seeing the truth, won't have any problem transcending every illusion, every lie, every misinstitution of man that a nation reborn into holiness might indeed in this earth be manifest. Read Revelation. Well, how about Isaiah 66 and understand? Read why it is, my brothers and sisters, when the one called the King of the East come forth, by which the Messiah said, behold, I come. I am appearing. Who is that King of the East? They put down kings in your King James Version. It could be easily translated, my brothers and sisters, just as easily translated Prince and King of Glory. Who is the King of Glory, my brothers and sisters, that would not compel men to swear deceitfully? Who is the King of Glory, my brothers and sisters, who will not compel men to lift up their souls after any man's vanity? Who is that King of Glory, my brothers and sisters, that will declare absolutely that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, that will declare to all men, worship him who made heaven and earth and the fountains of waters? Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High calls forth that he might indeed be the fountainhead of flowing living waters, my brothers and sisters, that bring forth waters in the desert where there has been no word of truth? To lead the people, my brothers and sisters, by the ways they have known not, to restore to the mind consciousness of what is divine rule and righteousness. Who is it? Have they taught you, my brothers and sisters, what is to truly be expected? Or did they teach you something, my brothers and sisters, to sedate the minds, to fatally flatter men after a multitude of divisions against what indeed is divine vision? What did they do? They haven't taught you the kind of things, my brothers and sisters, you'll find on my website, particularly such articles as Secret City Prophecies at HiddenGospel.com. They didn't tell you the kind of things you should find, my brothers and sisters, at early church origin. You have not discerned then what will be the restoration of the heart of the children to the fathers. They didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, what was the expectation that made and quickly gathered together the early church. These were people who understood, my brothers and sisters, that no vessel polluted after the pollutions of man will enter the holy kingdom. These were people who understood that Messiah did not give his life for men to lie, but that men might receive a Holy Spirit. He said, if I do not go to the Comforter, the Holy Spirit will not come. Well, guess what? After the Holy Spirit, man must preach also and believe and act upon a holy word to be true to the Most High, both in word and deed. For my brothers and sisters, nothing vacillating unto the deception of men should be counted confirmed unto a kingdom that must, in its absolute firmity, stand forever. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it's by a word of truth. It says in Daniel 2:44, the Most High shall raise up a kingdom beyond all the kings of the earth. Yes, indeed. It shall break in pieces all the various kingdoms of the earth, meaning that they were faulty to begin with. So you raise up a kingdom, my brothers and sisters, that shall break in pieces all of the kingdoms, and that kingdom shall endure forever. Who is ready to understand why the scripture says he must bring a full end to all nations that have scattered the mind, not just the physicality, but the minds of his people, that they have not known what it is to trust in the truth, have not known what it is to transcend worldly illusions. Make a full end of all those nations, all those various ideals of man, my brothers and sisters, that he might teach his people justly without distraction, that they might be made just before him. Read Jeremiah 30:10-11. Why does it say he's going to make a full end of all nations, even a full end of all nations that will not trust in what Israel must become as the light of the world? Read Isaiah 60 and understand, my brothers and sisters, for it relates to when Israel's light again has arisen. And Israel, my brothers and sisters, becomes that light that the Most High assigns to a world, that all the world must see the truth and transcend the lie. So the nation will not submit to that light, my brothers and sisters, shall perish, for there shall be no more deceiver. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, no more deceiver to dissuade any man. In fact, scripture says, whoever will not hearken to the truth, granted the opportunity, should be called like the beasts, my brothers and sisters. In fact, my brothers and sisters, whoever will not reason as one with the Most High, I said, whoever will not reason as one with the Most High, seeking the pure, perfect truth, should not be counted worthy, my brothers and sisters, to persist when the Most High raises the very vibration of human thinking. Got news for you, my brothers and sisters. You've seen a taste of what indeed is heaven, the kingdom of the Most High. Nothing after the pollution of this world will satisfy your soul. One scripture talks about how righteous Lot, in the midst of pollutions and wickedness, ignorance even, men not pursuing the wisdom that they might be true to the will of one. He says his righteous soul was vexed every day. My brothers and sisters, this world has become a habitation for one who has dwelt in the kingdom of the Most High. In the kingdom of the Most Holy One, my brothers and sisters, as a prince, yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, glorified by many who are righteous. Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, that he such as this will be satisfied with a world of lies, dishonoring, lying against, and resisting against knowing what is the truth of the Father? The men said, many turn around and say, oh, well, maybe if I don't know, I'll be guiltless. My brothers and sisters, scripture says, my people destroyed, my people deceived. Many are deceived, many are dissuaded where there is no knowledge. The word should be a lamp to your feet, my brothers and sisters, and you should seek the truth, humbling yourself before the truth, that none be dissuaded by any miscontention in anyone's mind. We must be prompted toward the truth, my brothers and sisters, by love. And love, my brothers and sisters, coupled with humility before the will of the Most High. No desire to seek to talk about you not under his law by grace. What do you think that means? Do you think people really believe they're above, beyond, not affected by, not subject to the law and the judgment of the Most High, as if they despise the law and the judgment of the Most High, and that is supposed to be what grants or as a result of favor? Insanity, my brothers and sisters. Insanity has been what it is. Messiah did not give his life, my brothers and sisters, for men to lie. I repeat, Messiah did not give his life for men to lie. His grace, my brothers and sisters, is not a license that men should lie. He never gave anybody a license, my brothers and sisters, then, if you hope you understand it, to remain ignorant. And how could a man in his ignorance do anything else but deceive his brother? He never gave anybody a right to do that. It means that, hey, the first pursuit. I talked about this before. Hey, the Greeks took that word. They called the word that related to the kurati, the righteous one. How can a man ever become righteous, my brothers and sisters, without a great love of the truth? You think you go to the class, visiting the teachings of the teacher, and expect that you will be taught still well or even remain in the class? The scripture says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Love my commandments. He said, and I reveal myself to you. He didn't say you would keep in the class those who would be a disruption. He didn't say you could retain, my brothers and sisters, the carnality of your heart and yet mature. He said, carnal mind is enmity against the law of the Most High. How should any man be made true to divine order? Not loving what brings forth love, harmony, and order. All my brothers and sisters, there's a reason why he told Abraham what he did. Seek him perfectly. And his children, a people like unto himself, faithful, should be a blessing. I didn't say a curse, but a blessing, a reconciliation and restoration of all nations. He never made a covenant, my brothers and sisters, with those who resemble. In fact, Messiah said, I make no request for the worldly who have no love for the sanctity of a holy name. Yohanan 17:9. He said, the spirit of truth, the worldly, those who, like I said, have no love for the holy name, don't realize why they must seek wisdom. He said, I make requests for such as this. Like I said, I heard a lot of people sit back and say, well, maybe if I don't know, I'm guiltless. Did you hear what I said to you before? Most High, one of the first things he told me, if there were no devil, man left to himself, left to his own undisciplined mind, would create one. Man then must seek the Most High. He said he would teach those who seek him with all their hearts. When did man ever have a right, my brothers and sisters, then to be docile, lackadaisical in his perception? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, those who cannot learn to love for what is divine will and not of him. Did you hear me? Those who cannot learn or realize a reason why they must love the truth are not of him. He called, like I said, one of the ancient words that was used for the people who are of the Most High were the people of the Kirti. I told you the faith was called Kirtishanya. Those who are of him who brings forth the light. Those who are of the Prince of Light and Peace. They who are of the righteous one seeking righteousness is what that Kirtishanya means. And I talked about that, how the continental values relate to something related something different to the people of the East than it did of the polytheists of the West. Monotheists knew that it must be unto oneness. Polytheists wanted to sit back and say it was under preservation of confusion, that Rome and its polytheist wickedness might not be recognized as foolish. Well, God news for you. When the Most High declares absolution, all the polytheists followed the men and pretended to be to call wise, saying they can worship many gods and call them one. All that foolishness must be exposed. That idea, like I said, of people said freedom of speech or freedom to lie. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Most High never given any king, any official, any pastor, any priest, any rabbi the right to lie to the people to make it so difficult that they might be convinced to receive the truth. He never gave anybody a right, my brothers and sisters. Never. Gave anybody a right to continue to do such a thing and still say that the reward of such vanity and corruption would be the kingdom of Yah. My brothers and sisters, where do people get this doggone wolf ticket from if it wasn't from a bunch of wolves? Where do they get the wolf ticket from, brothers and sisters, from but for those who would devour the sheep? Where do they get this wolf ticket and license supposedly to lie to maintain misallegiances from? But my brothers and sisters, those who would keep men demoniacally in bondage. I hope you pray you will understand, my brothers and sisters. Most High sent forth his people with a pure, perfect word that men might be set free. And a word of truth, my brothers and sisters, could only perform such service unto freedom. The true gospel that teaches all things, no lie in it, holding nothing back. Will be to the liberation of many minds and souls in cooperation and harmony and peace. That is the promise of the Most High. Anybody who would teach anything else, my brothers and sisters, is a child of an adversary. Let it be understood. Let it be comprehended. Let it be known as the truth, my brothers and sisters. Messiah is one who is called by duty to bring Israel back to the truth, beyond every sinful misideal of every nation, beyond every pretender, every false church, every false king. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, to bring Israel back, to become that people that the Most High knows Israel sought to be, Yaakov sought to be, who would not let go of a messenger from the Most High until he could be in all things blessed to give glory and to retain a give glory unto Yah and to retain what is a covenant unto the one and only salvation and Savior who makes all men whole. I can say when the truth sayer, my brothers and sisters, reveal, they should be called blessed whom the Most High has called to have ears to hear. They will be called blessed, my brothers and sisters, who prove that in hearing the truth they have a love for it. Woe to those who are so prideful that they would, and much of the scriptures have said it, woe to those who are so prideful that really believe these pastors when they tell them their Messiah is coming, there's no need for their reproof. Woe to those who even think such a thing, my brothers and sisters, because they have insulted the great intelligence of the Most High. Woe to those, my brothers and sisters, who can be so easily tricked to think that they are godly unto themselves and beyond even divine reproof. My brothers and sisters, you're not under divine law and authority and sovereignty. Whose rule have you fallen to? And did you ever, if you believe such a thing, did you ever, my brothers and sisters, believe Yah? Him who is all that he is from the beginning. We live in a world that doesn't know, by and large, my brothers and sisters, hardly even begins to discern the word and intents of the Most High as it is from the beginning. And doesn't really, by and large, understand what is ultimate eventuality. Meaning everything that people have, by and large, believed without a foundation, without the eventuality, is like tore up from the floor up. It is nothing about it stable. But guess what? The conscience of one who understands what it is the foundation, understands what is the eventuality, and that is the Messiah is sent to the earth to understand and to reveal. Raised up after the mind of the Most High to reveal. That one, my brothers and sisters, will understand and perceive the imbalance that he might restore. Balance. Satisfied with no less. For he knows what Israel, what man was called to be. And Lord have mercy, how many times have I looked among those so many who call themselves today Hebrew Israelites, messianic, call themselves believers, say they believe in the one Most High. Let me tell you something. What Most High does not believe in 30,000 opinions. Most High does not believe, my brothers and sisters, in all the difference of opinions. A lot of people want to call Hebrew messianic today. Hey, they might say they believe in him, but do they know what he believes? No, my brothers and sisters, those who call themselves Israel after their own mouth don't define the nature and the character of Israel. This salvation, this oneness, this awakening to the truth, my brothers and sisters, not after the machinations of man, not after the devices of man, not after the workmanship of men, my brothers and sisters, it comes only after the molding and the direct revelation of Yah. And all that is true. Who, my brothers and sisters, who is it that is willing to see all these things? Those, indeed, are the blessed souls. Hey, Most High told me to watch out for what your eyes see and what your ears hear and to seek him. A lot more I want to talk about tonight, my brothers and sisters, but it looks like my time just about up. Right? Yes, drawing to a close, it says about 40 seconds, Lord have mercy, for tonight. To realize why it is, my brothers and sisters, the Most High must bring an end to a city of confusion that he might establish the city of peace. why he must bring an end to all that has dissuaded his people, that they all might become true unto one of harmony and cooperation. For the greatest gift of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, is indeed a law by which all might cooperate, love, and indeed trust. And that demands, my brothers and sisters, an end to the lie. Consider, I give consideration. Places in the scriptures like Psalms 2, Psalms 58:3. I mean, it reads plainly. Why do the nations rage and the peoples imagine vain things? Why is what people say then filled with so many mass contradictions that no one knows the truth? Imagining vain things, the end result of all their conclusions then being worthless, no solution, no peace. He said it's because the kings have taken counsel against the Most High. I said the kings of the earth, the rulers of the earth, the pastors, the priests, rabbis, hey, elders of the world, have taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. Wow, hold on. I thought, you know, when I was a little boy, I mean, you would have been compelled to believe. Well, like I said, you come today, you put away childish things. You would have been compelled to believe that pastors, priests, rabbis, people who teach you, hey, I said people who teach you even in school when you get up and as a little boy, I mean, in before class, I mean, they had you pledge allegiance. They had you, when I was a little boy, you said your prayers before the beginning of class. You would have believed that by no means could they be taking counsel or have been deceived against the truth of the Most High. But what does it say in the Psalms? They say the kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. I'm not saying that they did this, all of these people, intentionally, but people have been predisposed from the day they were born to believe a multitude of lies. Psalm 58:3 say men are born from the womb speaking lies. The kingdom of Yah is not yet established upon this earth. The kingdom of truth is not yet established upon this earth. We still live in a system, my brothers and sisters. We still live in a system that is innately polytheist in its thinking. What it calls religious freedom is basically, for a lot of people, hey, the system indiscriminate, claiming to be wise, sits back and touts people in a multitude of fatally flattering illusions. It's basically what people call religious freedom in this society is basically being giving everybody a right to lie against the truth of the Creator, while none seems to know, or everyone claims to know, what indeed is the truth. I can only tell you what's written here. I can only tell you what the Most High has granted me as a revelation. Revelation 6 and 7 chapter says there's a reason why the kings of the earth will be running for cover. I said running for cover in the day the Lamb comes to sit upon and claim his throne. And you need to be asking the questions, why, my brothers and sisters. It says all the rulers will be running for cover, saying, telling the mountains and the rocks fall upon them. Hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. Must be because they did something a little bit out of line that has been unto the murderous deception of so many. I could talk a little bit more about that, but stop and consider. I mean, hey, I've said it before. Revelation 6 and 7, Revelation 19, the white horse rider is the same one spoken of in Isaiah 41 that will finally say to all the rulers and all the nations of the earth, listen to me, keep silence before me, O ye isles. Hey, because all of you have been liars. And let my people renew their strength. Let them be restored to the knowledge of the truth. And after a word of truth, like a sharp two-edged sword, an accurate word, my brothers and sisters, that gets to the heart of this is the, what is necessary to destroy this beast, this dragon, this worldly mass of illusions. He said the kings would be like dust before his sword and driven stubble to his bow, for the mouth of the Most High has spoken it. In fact, it is the Most High himself that has called him. Oh, my brothers and sisters, like I said, the white horse rider that is mentioned in Revelation 6 is not like the rest of those horses that they speak of in the apocalypse.
The white horse rider, my brothers and sisters, is Messiah himself, sending forth the gospel to conquer the lies of the earth, to overcome the world, to preach the gospel of peace. Red horse rider, my brothers and sisters, is the nations of this earth that despise the word of one king. I said the nations and rulers of the earth who despise the word of the one king, seeking to take away that gospel of peace, that one word that would conform all nations after the will of one. Black horse rider, after the nations make war against those who know the truth. Yes, make war against those who know the truth. And scripture says they even beheaded those who had the truth. Hey, 60 million were murdered in the first 3 centuries of the dispensation. I said 60 million murdered to silence those who had the knowledge of the truth. You need to read real close Revelation 6. It talks about a black horse rider. After they murder so many. Yes, indeed, after they murder so many. The word of Yah, my brothers and sisters, hard to find. Amos 10:11 says, plain Amos 8:10-11, 11:12, relates that the day will come, the men will look for the word of Yah and not be able to find it. Messiah said, the day will come, you will look for one of the days of the light or the word of the Son of Man and will not find it. Falling away from faith, my brothers and sisters, falling away from a pure word of truth from on high. And all people find is pollution, polluted word. Pale horse, death and hell. And it talks about pale horse after it talks about death and hell. Why? Because without the word of truth, what else do people have but a pack of lies? All they can believe in, all they know to believe in is sin, lest they trust that the system has become completely polluted, that they might begin to indeed revere Yah for the holiness that he is. Knowing that if a whole world believes a lie, Yah will yet be true. All my brothers and sisters, it's time to understand the reality. It's time to discern what is necessary that we at last wake up. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, if after predispositions of the rulers, men are born from the womb speaking lies, and the scripture says that's the case. Hey, the kingdom of truth has not come. If after predispositions of the rulers, men are born from the womb speaking lies, this wicked matrix is not predisposing the minds of the people to love and desire what is freedom, what is truth, according to what is to be rightly expected according to the scriptures. Let's be real. Nations and rulers, pastors, all teaching something diversely compromised, collaboratively teaching doctrines diversely compromised, against the Holy Spirit that teaches you all things. I said against the Holy Spirit that teaches you all things. Why do I say against? Hey, they're not teaching you everything the Holy Spirit would teach you. They're compromised against it. If they're all teaching after some 30,000 differing opinions, that's not the work of the Holy Spirit. And the rulers are not in the business. I said they're not in the business of telling the people that they are, from the time you're born, enslaving your minds, giving you false scenarios, false aspirations, false dreams, false commands, contrary to what's in the scriptures. 30,000 denominations teaching something different across 192 nations is not the work of the Holy Spirit. In fact, it is all antithetical against the gospel, which is exactly what you find in Revelation 6. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. They're not in the business of telling you then the truth. Not when they sit back and say you have religious freedom. And what they're really telling you is that they have a right to lie to you. And they're employing many to lie to you and telling you to believe whatever you will. But let me tell you something. Lies won't enter the kingdom of Yah. It's time to understand that. In fact, far better, they would have told you if you had religious freedom, they had to tell you that you had the freedom to seek all that is the truth without the obstacle of anyone. Did you hear me? To seek all the truth without the obstacle of anyone, so that finally this world won't be 192 nations anymore and 30,000 denominations, that it at last be true to the will of one. Come on, my brothers and sisters, understand what is the reality. They have been predisposing the mind not to see what is in the scriptures because they taught people something different, so when they read the scriptures, they try to find what they thought they knew. Not everyone, my brothers and sisters, quickly wants to discern whether they have been deceived. Think about it, my brothers and sisters, because the rulers won't tell you. Therefore, the Most High, in His mercy, in His grace, does not leave His people ignorant if they have a heart, truly, and in everything, have a heart to be true to all things. But first, they have to realize the world is a lie. That's the beginning of wisdom. Therefore, the Most High, in His mercy, said He would do nothing without revealing it first to His servant prophet for the express purpose to tell you these things that others would not. As I've told you, Yah has said this word directly to me. He said to me, I have some very important things for Him to do. Yes, and it's to tell you things that men have done everything they could from the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. And for a prophet is sent to speak to the people with people what others would not. I would say to you, if you question this, ask the Most High Himself with great deliberation, and let not your heart be jaded to preserve any lie, any manner of misrepresentation. That was the first thing that hit me. I said, Father told me that I had to speak for Him. And the first thing I did is lay out in the middle of a hardwood floor till my own hair was draped in my own tears, because I didn't want to lie. I didn't know the scriptures actually say in Jacob, the book they call James, first chapter. They say we scattered among the nations, among those who, declare all their various standards among the nations. We need to ask the Most High Himself for wisdom. I said wisdom that we do not mock. That means not misrepresent, not lie. Because He said a double-minded man who is not concerned then for the integrity of the holy name, not concerned for the integrity of the holy name. Well, the scripture said, let him not think he receive anything from the Most High. The scripture said, the spirit of truth the world will not receive. Unless you have a desire to speak the pure, perfect truth, understand the obligation and oftentimes the responsibility that comes with speaking a pure, perfect truth. He said, the spirit of truth the world will not receive. Need to think about that, my brothers and sisters. The Messiah said, I make no request for the worldly. What He was saying, I make no request. He was saying, I make no request for them who don't realize that the integrity of the holy name and the integrity of the holy word is precious above all things. And that's why Messiah in Yohanan 17 asked and petitioned the Most High for as long as He would allow, that they be allowed even to remain in the earth. All my brothers and sisters, but He already knew and had prophesied earlier what would happen to those who truly believe. In fact, the very word for those who would be called witnesses under the Most High is also martyria, martyrs, those who He knew already would be murdered for the word of truth. All I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, Revelation 6 talks about those who were indeed in the first centuries of the church, murdered, martyred by this Western polytheist worldly system that has ravaged the world today. And you're talking about how they were given white robes. And they asked, how long, O Lord, with white robes, my brothers and sisters, said they were sainted, washed of all the impurities, pollutions and false allegiances of the world. They were true to the Lamb Himself. And it says, they asked, how long, O Lord, will you not avenge our blood upon those who dwell on earth, those who walk according to the compromises and hypocrisies and illusions, the enticement, the bribes of the rulers? I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. If these were they who were given the white robes of absolute fellowship and allegiance unto the will of the Most High Yah, you can bet that nobody, my brothers and sisters, who is on the side of those who uphold the compromise is going to be found on the same side of the fence. My brothers and sisters, how many of us are prepared to realize that the salvation of man demands that men be delivered from all those who misrepresent the word of the Most High? And certainly, my brothers and sisters, the nations have not been in the business of telling you that Jeremiah 30:10-11 says the Most High is going to make a full end of all the nations. I said a full end of all the nations that have scattered mentally and spiritually and physically His people. that he at last might be able to speak to his people to reprove them unto what is justice without distraction. Oh, they didn't tell you that. Because what does that mean, my brothers and sisters? It means the nations have not been true to the saving word. Hey, 30,000 opinions, my brothers and sisters, is contention, strife, and warfare. Not the truth. Why didn't they tell you this? Think about it. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, if you ask the Most High, if you ask him with a genuine heart that you be raised unto the truth, that you do not lie. Well, my brothers and sisters, scriptures say in this latter day, there's a people who true to his name, he will preserve through the days of wrath that are to come. But my brothers and sisters, don't think one time that the caliber of your heart will not be tested. Think about it, my brothers and sisters, again. Think about it. All that I just told you is corollary to what is written in Matthew 24 concerning the going forth of the gospel to Rome, incensed against this word that related a greater king from on high, the Holy One of Israel. Rome incensed against this word would come to destroy Jerusalem, and they did in 70 AD. Unto what the scripture says thereafter would be subsequent great tribulation. Read Matthew 24:20-24, and read on. That happened in the first centuries of the church, my brothers and sisters. And he didn't say that after that time of tremendous tribulation that would rise Messiah. But he said a multitude of false prophets who would never tell you the whole truth. Hey, they cry, Lord, Lord, but never to do fully what is the will of the Father, therefore leaving men subject to a multitude of already extant sinful divisions. Like I said, Rome came in after the gospel of the one king went forth, and they came in to destroy Jerusalem from when the place from which the apostles, well, the place from which the apostles had established headquarters. Hey, and like I said, it brought about a great tribulation that murdered some 60 million believers. And my Messiah did not say he'd return at that time, but rather there'd be a rise of false prophets who, like I said, would compromise the words according to already extant constraints among the nations. And the end result would still be that the same divisions, the same curses that were already in the world after the misruling flaw, false law of this world, would just simply remain, just like we see it to this day. Scripture says Messiah will have to come to overcome this pretense that finally people know to seek what is greater, what will make the world again, according to all the Most High has intended, one. Like I said, the rulers are flatteringly compromise the truth unto already extant zealous arrogance and ignorance. Most people don't find it really hard to believe that from the day they were born, they were taught lies. They think because somebody wanted to tell them the truth, then it's acceptable to the Most High. No, my brothers and sisters, only the truth will set men free. It's not people's intent. People can be made to think that they are right after all manner of things. But only the truth, my brothers and sisters, is a covenant with the Most High. Only the truth. Some people say, the Lord knows my heart. Yeah, well, he knows whether your heart is filled with the truth or a lie. And he also knows, my brothers and sisters, whether or not in resultance of his call or in a great love for the truth, you're willing to pursue it. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High knows where the heart is. And so many of my brothers and sisters have said they love him, but when they found the truth, chose not to walk thereafter. Time to wake up, my brothers and sisters, and understand why it is the world is in the condition that it is. Some, my brothers and sisters, have just been taught lies so long that they just find a hard time accepting the truth, even when it's right in front of their face. But that doesn't fix the problem. Worldly divisions preserved, my brothers and sisters, against the word of the gospel of peace. The word of the one king. Like I told you, my brothers and sisters, the white horse rider of Revelation. 6, Revelation 19. And for those who are ready to understand it, Revelation 16th chapter, Isaiah also 40, 27 through 41, 4. For those who are ready to understand it, my brothers and sisters, they are all one and the same. True religious freedom, my brothers and sisters, would be that everything men come in contact with would open the eyes to reinforce the knowledge of the truth. That's not what this wicked matrix does. What men call religious freedom is nothing else but babbling, my brothers and sisters, if it teaches people to be confused, to accept a multitude of compromises, and that it fully sanctions lies, my brothers and sisters, that leave the thinking of men stuck, stagnant, stupefied, not knowing which way to go. There's a reason why the kings of the earth should be running for cover, my brothers and sisters, like I said. There's a reason why Revelation 6 says the kings of the earth will be running for cover when the Lamb comes as a lion, as a roaring lion to claim and sit upon his throne, even to seal unto truth, those who would seek the protection being claimed indeed according to the fullness of the truth of his name as his own. Read Revelation 6 and 7. It talks about the seal of Yah, those having the name of the Father upon their brow. Don't you know the Most High is not going to sign anything as a work of his hands, lest indeed they have allowed themselves to be molded in their conscience by him? Scripture says we have to be his workmanship. Not after the works of men. Not after the principalities and powers and the conversation of men. The scripture said we have not the covenant of promise, the covenant the Most High said he would uphold, according to what would revive the commonwealth and what should preserve the commonwealth of Israel. He said we're without hope, without Yah, and in the world. That means if they kept this truth from you, what did they do but leave men hopeless? For since they who are not prepared and ready to swiftly humble themselves to hear him will face all that is the wrath soon that must imperil the whole earth unto humility. What is it that by default, heeding the false rule or the compromised rule of a multitude of rulers without concern for the integrity of the holy name, who would sanction a multitude of lies? What is it that heeding this false rule, this false sense of peace, this mass of hypocritical compromises, what is it automatically by default sentence the people unto? The Bible says, I said the Bible says, my brothers and sisters, look at Zechariah 13. It says, because many will not catch on to fully humble themselves beyond the lie to seek the truth in time. Scripture said there'll be great distress upon the nations. In Luke 21, great distress upon the nations, they find out, guess what, they have not been watchful and didn't know what to watch for. And hey, guess what, Most High put in wrath upon the world and they don't know how to even begin to pray that they might be spared. Don't know what the truth is, because guess what, the world is being recompensed for a mass of lies. The Bible says that many will not catch on, my brothers and sisters, fully to humble themselves beyond the lie, to seek the truth in time. Some two-thirds of humanity will perish because they prefer the unrighteousness of their various rulers, national, political, social, and cultural, pseudo-religious leaders who never prepared them with the word of truth. But the scripture says in Malachi, they robbed both Yah and even whole nations because they would not tell you the ordinances of the Most High. Didn't I tell you, my brothers and sisters, scripture says Messiah will come to restore righteousness as of old. There is no multitude of new covenants after a whole bunch of different nations and denominations. The word for new means the renewal or the restoration and the remembrance of what the Most High never forgot. Hey, man believing a pack of liars was falling away from a covenant. Hey, scripture said under a reprobate mind in Romans 1, undisciplined, without the covenant. How do you restore the covenant? You teach them what the Most High declared from the beginning. It is a blessing to consider that the Most High is the unshakable one. He does not change. What he declares, the covenant from the beginning, is a covenant forever. No man changes that. Because if men have the right to change the covenant, my brothers and sisters, according to territories they claim, forgetting that the earth belongs unto the Most High, my brothers and sisters, the world could never be at peace. Some people turn around and say, I have a right to what I claim because I paid my money because I used the tickets sold to me by the wolves to buy a place that they can speak whatever they want to. Oh, my brothers and sisters, a lot of folks can be very much so ashamed. It is only they who hear, my brothers and sisters, to obey the truth that comes from the Most High Himself that will survive in that day, because this earth is going to be cleansed of all liars. The scripture said this is what must happen, that those who love the truth might deal in a world safe and secure, the paradise that was intended. But a lot of folks out here, they want to teach this per se rapture doctrine. There's an article on my website. I can only tell you is you can look at www.hiddengospel.com, HIDDENGOSPEL.com, or Hidden Israel, spelled with a Y, HIDDENYSRAEL.com, or you can look at Israelite.com, Israel spelled with a Y, SRAELIGHT.com. There's an article called Rapture Debunked. You need to read those scripts, read what's there, my brothers and sisters, and see what the scriptures really say, how they massively mistranslated certain scriptures to totally mislead you not to understand, giving full reference to all that is said before, what those prophecies or what the apostles really wrote. And believe me, they have taken those scriptures at the behest of one that was hired to twist men's perceptions of those scriptures, a man called Francisco de Rivera, hired by the Catholic Church to compel people not to understand that indiscriminate nature will save no one. Compel the men not discern that a falling away had long ago already occurred. But like I said, you need to check out that article, HiddenGospel.com. You can even type in HiddenGospel.com/rapture-debunked. RAPTURE-DEBUNKED. Because I'm going to tell you something. Most I said, according to all that is written in the prophecy, the Messiah himself will declare the truth to find out who it is that will serve Yah and who will serve him not. In fact, scripture says Messiah himself will reprove all the kings. He will reprove all the priests. Read that for yourself in Isaiah 40:27-41:4. Read it for yourself in Malachi 2:17-3:9. Messiah himself is going to reprove all the rulers. The rulers don't give you a ticket or anything. The scripture, in fact, think about it. The apostle Shaul, they call Paul, says, hey, he knew nothing of which he was guilty. Well, and so I see him among the nations and amongst the rulers. Shaul said, I know nothing which I am guilty, but I might not be right in this, for my judge is the Lord. He said, therefore, let no man judge himself so wise and righteous before the time, till Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things which men have not considered. Then shall every man know how to praise Yah. Well, look at Isaiah 52:15-53:1. I've talked about this on the last couple of nights on a ready, rapid basis. It's saying that a truth that the rulers had not told will decide whether or not people are ready to believe the report, the true testimony of the Most High. Meaning already the rulers have been ripping you off if they didn't tell you these things. Wow. He said the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. Oh, that means the humble will be ready to receive a word beyond the arrogance and ignorance that has been proposed by the rulers as allegiances. Why didn't they tell you this? Like I said, they teach rapture doctrine. You need to check out what the scriptures really have to say about it. Because what we're really talking about is the raising of conscience beyond all the misconceits that have divided the nations, beyond all the lies. Let me tell you something. It is the lesser conscience, the unaware mind, having a lack of knowledge that is so easily deceived by a multitude of illusions. Because pure conscience, my brothers and sisters, would be after the word from the beginning, a pure, perfect word from the beginning, that none of the illusions of the world, my brothers and sisters, could capture your soul. Messiah said the truth, and he wasn't talking about pieces and parts of it. He's talking about the truth that the Most High has declared would set you free. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that's why the scripture says in Isaiah 41, really you can read from 41:24 on through 42:4 in particular. And what it really relates is that the nations and the rulers have not taught you the gospel. They have not taught you the word that would set you free from all their entrapments and ensnarements. Who's ready to understand it? Who's ready to understand it, my brothers and sisters? Messiah comes as the word of Yah, the pure word, the thoughts, the very thoughts of the Most High. Even the words and the thoughts and the testimony of the Most High from on high to declare to the world a pure, perfect truth, untainted, unadulterated, and by no means fatally negated under misnegotiation. Hey, the word of Yah. Most High just simply tells folks the way it is. He's not negotiating or compromising with anybody. Here's the way it is, because there has to be one standard for everyone. Like I say, they teach what they call rapture doctrine. It's to say the Most High is going to take away from the earth in the time of tribulation an indiscriminate people who haven't even proven that they would be true to Him, just because they call upon His name according to their own imaginations. Not so, my brothers and sisters. Don't let yourself get ripped off. Because they're telling you that an indiscriminate people, after a multitude of different denominations call upon the name of the Most High according to the multitude of their kings, shall find, they didn't tell you that Joel 2:32 said Jerusalem as deliverance. That scripture is actually talking about a time when all the nations will be under scourges, and Jerusalem, my brothers and sisters, will be protected as a place of peace when the whole world is facing the wrath of Yah. And it said, did not say it's to them who were called unto service by their various kings, priests, rabbis, and elders. It says, this peace and this deliverance is to those whom the Most High has called. And furthermore, my brothers and sisters, those who are hearing the call, if you read Isaiah 65, who have responded wisely. Why did they tell you all these things? I said Isaiah 65. It says, because when he called, you did not answer. And when he spoke, you did not listen. He said, they've been delivered to the sword. And that means, my brothers and sisters, all the wrath that is necessary to declare who is true to Yah and who is not. Because his people will have a place in the earth at peace with no one to harm, no one to dissuade, no one to oppress them in their pursuit of absolute righteousness. That is the promise of Yah. Why don't they tell you that? I tell you, my brothers and sisters, they're not in the job of telling you that they are lying. And the nature of a liar, according to the scriptures, a false prophet, is that he will never tell you the whole truth. Oh, Father, help us all. I pray that you will help us all to see what is the reality. Messiah comes as the word of Yah to reprove all nations, to discern who will truthfully serve Yah, beyond all the pretenses of the rulers, the nations, the churches, yes. Because a lot of folks aren't prepared to hear in the church what the Spirit has to say that will teach all things. And he will discern who will faithfully serve Yah by his word. His word is like a sharp two-edged sword, able to tell the point of division between soul and marrow, the thoughts and intents of the heart. And it's time to understand, my brothers and sisters, the need for a pure, perfect covenant. I said the need to discern what indeed is a pure and perfect covenant. Because only that will be peace. Only that will be peace. Only that will be true to him who does not change. Isn't it time we understand and no more compromise this word? I said no more compromising this word. Well, my brothers and sisters, the grace of Yah has never been ignorance. The grace of Yah has always been the knowledge of divine law. Because as man is not subject to divine law, he's under the misrule of another who would never be your savior. They never intended to be true to the Most High in the first place. They had kingdoms they wanted to preserve, and it's not the kingdom of Yah. Who's ready to understand it, my brothers and sisters? I wish I had time to go into another topic, because I know to explain them first.
Brother Tim, I got about 10 seconds left, my brothers and sisters. Until we speak again, much praise to the Almighty Most High, my brothers and sisters. Much love from above. Much love from above. And to his praise always, hallelujah. And I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near.
Yes, yes, indeed, Father. Let your word be heard.
From land.